Jean Lee is the bureau chief in Seoul for the Associated Press. And Jean Lee, you have traveled frequently to North Korea. This year, you were granted rather unusual access for your trip. That was in April. I wonder, we heard in Jason's piece that some people doubt that food is scarce in North Korea. Did you find evidence during your visit there that there is a scarcity and indeed starvation as well?
In the capital itself, there isn't any obvious scarcity of food. And of course, things change dramatically as soon as you leave the city. The infrastructure, the roads are not as good as they might be in other countries, so it's very hard to get some of the food supplies out there. I think that the concern among the aid workers is that some of the vulnerable populations, the elderly, the pregnant children in some of these urban centers out in the northeastern provinces aren't getting the basics that they need, and that the daily rations that have that the government has been providing, that amount has dropped down quite a bit. And these are people who may not have access to gardens where they might be able to grow their own food.
So, Jean, how do we even know this, though? I mean, it's not called the Hermit Kingdom for nothing. What evidence is there of a scarcity?
Aid workers conducted quite an extensive, I think it was 6-week, field study earlier this year. And they went to villages across North Korea to see what the situation was. And they are coming back reporting that they are seeing quite a bit more malnourishment, children who look a lot more stunted. And they are reporting that people seem to be suffering quite a bit more than they may have been in the past. The other evidence is just the sheer fact that it's been a brutal year for North Korea. They had quite a bit of severe flooding in the fall. It was the coldest winter in 60 years, which is when records have started to be kept. So it was a very, very cold winter, both in North and South Korea, and that destroyed their winter wheat. And of course, they had foot and mouth disease. So they rely quite a bit on oxen rather than tractors because they have a shortage of fuel. And foot and mouth disease apparently decimated quite a number of their livestock. So that was a concern as well.
And again, as we heard, there are concerns that the military in North Korea might be siphoning off the aid. That's a constant concern. And that the regime might be stockpiling aid for the big birthday celebration coming up next year, the 100th birthday of Kim Il-sung, the founder of modern-day North Korea. How are those concerns being addressed?
I think there is quite a bit of skepticism in some capitals because they have played up this 100th anniversary of Kim Il-sung's birth. And generally on these big holidays, they do like to give out food baskets that include some meat, some liquor, candy. So there's some question about whether they're trying to ask for money in advance of that holiday, which is April 15th.
Jean, just one other question. I want you to talk just in closing about the access that you had in North Korea, because you've been there many times. You went with a photographer. And if you look at the photos that the AP photographer David Gudenfelder took that we're making a link to on our website, I mean, people look, you know, they're laughing. They look like they have quite normal lives. We know that's certainly not true even in Pyongyang, but through the rest of North Korea. But what was the most striking thing that you did see?
One of the places that was so interesting was to go to the amusement park because you really did see people purely and just enjoying themselves. So seeing kids hanging out in groups and snapping pictures of each other and people calling out and saying hello to us, trying to get us on rides with them, and, you know, just seeing that kind of very casual interaction like you might see anywhere else was very telling, I think, because it's not scripted. It's people are laughing, children are running around. Then you realize that regardless of how hard their lives are and the kind of rules that they live under, which is undeniable in a place like North Korea, that they still try to make the best of it and that they still like to have a good time. You know, going into the fast food restaurant at the amusement park and seeing an American brand or Canadian brand of maple syrup with Belgian waffles, and, you know, we ordered fried chicken and burgers and hot dogs. You know, we could have been anywhere. Now, like I've said in my story, I think this is North Korea's way of trying to introduce these things to their people. They clearly are aware that these things are available outside. And that, I think, is notable, that there's this growing middle class, even in a place like Pyongyang.
Thank you, Jean Lee. Jean Lee is the bureau chief in Seoul, South Korea for the Associated Press. She and AP photographer David Gudenfelder were granted unprecedented access to North Korea this past springtime. To see some of their photos from the trip deep inside North Korea, parts we seldom see, head to our website, theworld.org. Thanks, Jean.
Thank you very much.